This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're just terrible.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity.
Yep,
right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the show, on the air. You know, you're texting, you're tweeting. Again, I love the fact that you're involved with the conversation. Because I tell you, you really can't, don't just sit there and nod at everything we're saying. I get it wrong. You know, people send me information, I don't read it all the way through or get it too late for the show, and sometimes I screw up. Let me know when you guys reach perfection, because I'd love to know how you did it. So check out what we have to say, but I try to bring as much information as I can so you can make decisions on your own. Right? I mean, seriously. I want you to have the ability to make a decision, figure out what you want to do, how you're going to carry it through, make sure you're well-informed before you make it happen, so you don't get stuck with bogus information, then people get to laugh at you and make fun of the rest of us. No, thank you. You know, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And there's plenty of stories you can follow and catch up on, learn how to understand. I have a book I wrote back end of 2016. I released it right after the president won. And it's Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It's all the labels that the left gives us that don't really mean anything. Because of the way they use them. Not that they don't mean anything, period. But because of the way they use them. It's what they use to try to shut down the conversation. It's what they use to try to shut you / whoever down on a regular basis. And it's wrong. You know it's wrong. And we let them get away with it. Why do we let them get away with it? Do we want to live peaceably with them? I'm just asking. I don't always know. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Where was I? I just totally lost my place. So you guys got to stop talking to me while I'm talking. I get lost in the conversation. So before I get on our problem with education here. Apparently, the House approved a spending bill today to avert a shutdown at the end of the month. I do not understand why. I guess maybe it's not the exact time, because I'm one of those strategists that sits there and says, okay, can we pull this off? Do we have the resources? Whatever. And maybe we just right now don't have the resources, time, to fight this. Trying to get a justice appointed. But they did pass a temporary government-wide funding bill. You know what? Listen, here's my thing. You're going to love this. Let's put the Republicans back in total control with a couple of caveats. Let's put them in Senate. Let's give them the House back and the presidency. And then let's force them to go down the road of a balanced budget. Force it on them. I would threaten them with, look, we will vote every one of you yo-hos out, because if you're no different than they are when it comes to spending money, well, why do we need you in here? You want to spend more money and then take money away from the regular. At least the Dems will spend more money and will give more money to the average Joe. They'll take care of you cradle to grave. What do I need you for? The House voted 359-57 to approve a stopgap measure. Keeps the government open through December 11th. Oh, boy. 56 Republicans, Representative Justin Amash, an independent out of Michigan, voted against the measure. Alexander AOC, I refuse to say her name, AOC voted present. She must have gone through the Obama school of voting. Agreement on the bill came after considerable behind-the-scenes battling over proposed add-ons. Now, the final agreement gives the administration continued immediate authority to dole out agricultural department subsidies in the run-up to the election day. Nancy Pelosi retreated from an initial draft that sparked a furor with Republicans and farm state Democrats. Yeah, she doesn't. She's not there. This is not the woman of 10 years ago. No, really, seriously. She's gone downhill fast. She truly believes she's like second in charge. In the talks, Pelosi restored a farm aid funding patch sought by the administration, which has sparked the ire of Democrats who said it plays political favors as it gives out bailout money to farmers and ranchers. How is that a political favor? This thing with China and other things that have gone on have, I won't say decimated, but really have hurt the farmers and ranchers. We help out every, if you're here illegally, we help you out. We can't help out people that have been here for hundreds of years and feed the country? Are we really? Are we serious? In return, Pelosi won COVID-related food aid for the poor, including a higher food benefit for families whose children are unable to receive free or reduced lunches. See, they used to put that in schools. The schools had to pay for it. Another add-on would permit states to remove hurdles to food stamps and nutrition aid to low-income mothers that are more difficult to clear during a pandemic. The deal permitted the measure to spend to speed through the House after a swift debate that should ensure smooth sailing in the GOP Senate. Yeah, of course, they want to get it done, gone, and out of the way. The measure is the bare minimum accomplishment for Capitol Hill's powerful appropriations committees. They pride themselves on deal-making. Yeah, right. Deal-making for themselves. I don't know about everybody else. It's a bad... This is just amazing how this slid under the radar and not a lot of people knew about it. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. We'll deal more with this inside the break. Hey, don't go anywhere. Heat up your coffee and hurry back. I don't want you to miss anything.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you part of the solution. I say that all the time. I'm also sure you guys really believe me. I really do. And it's not even that I want you to pay attention to me or else, although I really wish you would pay attention to me or else. But seriously, I want you to pay attention. I want you to get informed. I want you to get engaged. I want you to find out what's going on in and around. It's the only way. And you know what? You know how I always tell you guys, hey, you got to pay attention to the young people. You got to reach out to the, I know you're an old fart and they don't listen to you and yada, yada, yada. I got it. I get the same thing. But I really want you to pay. We're gonna hit the education thing in a minute because I want you to hear this. You know, I rail on Margaret Sanger all the time and Planned Parenthood. Great name, right? And really not Planned, you mean Planned Unparenthood is really what it should be called. And one of the things that I always have harped on is the dishonesty of the Democrat Party when they talk about Planned Parenthood and the history that they just blow right past. One Planned Parenthood in New York City pulled all the references to Margaret Sanger out of the building. Now, I don't know, because it was in a predominantly black neighborhood and people were starting to catch on. But our young kids have no clue what it means. I mean, seriously, our young kids have no clue. I mean, here's a woman that started this organization specifically for the purpose to wipe out the undesirables. Undesirables. Do you hear me? She was talking about the black community. You can believe what you want, but it's exactly what she was talking about. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So let me see, because it never works the first time I do it. Only because it hates me. But let's go ahead and pull up a video. Now, this is a campus reform video. I love these guys because they don't give up. They go and they go and they go and they keep at it until they get, until they get the answer. I won't say until they get the answers you're looking for, but they get people to speak up. And I shouldn't say this. Maybe I am. I'm always surprised, flabbergasted, wigged out that these kids don't know. They really don't have a clue. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Here we go. Let's see if I can make this work. All right.
Founder, let's find out. So over the last few weeks in this country, we've seen a movement to remove racist historical figures, institutions, and statues. Do you agree with this movement? Should we be doing that?
Yeah, I completely agree with removing Confederate statues and any racist landmarks if they have a negative history.
America has, a really toxic past, and we shouldn't be, memorializing that.
I think it's good. I think as a country, we need to progress past, idolizing racist figures.
Okay, so I want to give you a quote that was said by the founder of a really prominent institution in this country. I'm going to read you a quote and get your reaction, okay? We do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. This individual also once spoke at a KKK meeting. How do you feel about this quote?
I think there's no question how I should feel about the quote.
I think that's bad.
That's just so obviously wrong. I think that he shouldn't be a founder of any institution. I can't believe someone said that.
He should be held accountable, or she should be held accountable.
Well, do you notice a couple of them already said he? He, right? Automatically they figure out, they think it's a he.
Well, for what they said.
Stop being racist. To exterminate any human being is not okay.
He should probably be exposed for that.
It's racist.
The worst part is there's several people who are currently in power that I can guess made that quote.
Who do you think made that quote?
Of course, my first thought goes to Trump.
Why do you think Trump is racist?
If literally anyone looks up anything about Trump and things that he's said, I think it's a safe conclusion to draw.
Do you have any direct quotes about that? Any direct quotes that he said?
No.
I don't know any quotes off the top of my head, honestly.
So what about the organization? What should be done with the organization?
I think there should be, maybe an investigation.
I don't think that the entire organization, everyone associated with it, can be, in a sense, canceled. But I definitely think that there should be actions taken to mitigate the way that their founder has acted.
Should we even be funding this organization if that's what the founder said?
And they should definitely, look into what the organization is promoting and whatnot.
Them excusing something like that would be racist.
People as individuals need to, really just...
Now, notice that all these college geniuses are all offended by what's been said. Truly offended. And some are sure that it's Donald Trump. This is just wonderful. I love this stuff.
Decide for themselves if they want to support it or not. But I know I definitely wouldn't if the leader said that.
So what if I were to tell you that this quote was actually said by Margaret Sanger, who is the founder of Planned Parenthood?
Hey, all right. Did you know about that?
No, I did not. But
see, this is what I keep telling you people. This is why you have to talk to your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews. This is because they'll never tell you this in school. This is not information they want you to know.
But, yeah, they should do something about that.
It makes me feel nauseous.
I'm actually surprised. Well, I mean, Planned Parenthood is usually a very liberal and inclusive organization.
I kind of actually knew that Planned Parenthood was founded in a selective breeding kind of thing. There's definitely problems within that Because I know black babies are aborted at a way higher rate than white babies.
If I were a supporter or not a supporter, what she said wouldn't really change it. Because I'm sure that there's many people under that founder that...
You know what? This is sad. This is a black young lady who doesn't have a problem. Because she's so sold out to the ideology of the left. This is exactly what you're seeing happen a lot of today. Right? I mean, really. She wants to wipe out the black community, and a black woman says it wouldn't change her mind.
I care about black lives.
Like, I agree with what Planned Parenthood is doing, but I definitely don't think someone like that should be a leader.
Well, I actually do stand with Planned Parenthood.
So now these kids stand with the idea that we should wipe out the undesirables. Wow. And we're the racists.
The abortion rate for black women is 5 times higher than white women. Can an organization that says they support Black Lives Matter really say that if, you know, their founder, she said that their goal is to exterminate the Negro population? I'm actually going to cut you off right now. I want this interview done.
It shouldn't really matter, like...
All right. You're forcing me to use my brain to answer. I'm done.
Like, who has abortions more? I think abortions should be available to everyone. Someone else should step up to the plate who's more accepting and who resembles what Planned Parenthood.
You know what? Let's go back to that woman who said, we're done. We are done with the interview. Right after, the girl said that, hey, abortions in black communities are done 5-1. That shook her up. She couldn't say anything. Maybe she is a racist. Maybe she wants to say, well, that's fine. They need them. Otherwise, why would you have stopped the interview? Asking for a friend. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in a little bit.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Just hours after his inauguration, President Joe Biden signed a number of executive orders, including a mask mandate on all federal property, an extension to the federal eviction freeze, a revocation of the approval for the Keystone XL pipeline, and orders rejoining the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Accord. Biden said his actions were just a starting point.
We're going to rebuild our economy as well. And these are just all starting points.
We're going to, in the process of rebuilding the economy, do what I said throughout the campaign and while running, rebuild the backbone of the country, middle class. And so there's going to be a lot of focus on that. And I think some of the things we're going to be doing are going to be bold and vital. And there's no time to start like today.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago Man.
We are back. Listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean, that's sincerely. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You can't be, as I keep saying, you cannot be part of the solution unless you're well-informed, engaged, and have a clue. You know, I've been, and I'm part of the system to a degree. I bucket on a regular basis, but I'm part of the system. And, you know, I've been screaming about education on the show for a decade. I've been doing this for a long time. And my gripe has been how far we've got away from reading, writing, and arithmetic. And the majority of the bulk of time now, everything seems to revolve, at least in California. Everything revolves around sexual orientation and that kind of thing. So, when you look at what's going on around us, you look at what's happening in the streets, you look at these kids tearing down abolitionist statues, how in God's creation with a straight face can you say that our public schools are doing a great job? Now, some of them are. Right, some of them mark high and they do well and they beat their brains out to make it happen properly. But some don't. Now let's talk about education from the beginning. The only reason the public education, free public education, is even a right, is because that's what our founding fathers wanted. Remember, in the early days of this country, we didn't have income tax. Everything was done off of tariffs from other countries. So we were providing free education for our kids through tariff money or local money. So anything the federal government did, they had to do with tariff money. They didn't keep raising my taxes while giving me poor quality. Many of our founding fathers were all for an educated people. Otherwise, they knew the republic was doomed. One in particular, Dr. Benjamin Rush. Now, think about this. Not a schlock. He was the signer of the Declaration of Independence. He was considered by John Adams to be one of America's three most notable founding fathers, ranking alongside George Washington and Benjamin Franklin. But his contributions to America weren't purely political. He's not only known as the father of the American of American medicine, but he was the founding father of America's first Bible society. Oh my God, really? I thought these guys didn't want anything to do with God. He's credited with helping to begin the American Sunday School movement. He helped organize America's first anti-slavery society and was a leader in the national abolitionist movement. Hello? I thought they were all white supremacists. He held multiple university professorships, and he is called the father of public schools. He was a fervent advocate for free public education for all youth. Didn't care about you adults. The intent behind America's original education system, ready for this, was for students to receive a sound academic education based on God's word. In fact, in 1791, Dr. Rush wrote a lengthy piece providing a dozen or so reasons why America would continue teaching the Bible in our public schools. Many of our founding fathers felt that the Word of God was at the center of good knowledge. And now I think you can get punished for mentioning the Bible in school. We've gone from teaching the Bible principles in school, Ten Commandments. They're not even allowed to be spoken. And the years have taken public education 180 degrees from where they wanted us. I can argue that at a later date. However, you can't argue is that our founding fathers wanted a free education for all Americans. Black, white, Asian, fat, skinny, tall, short, all kids. Leading up to and after the Civil War, blacks were still considered unteachable, less than human, if you would. As the years went on, Jim Crow laws took hold and segregation schools took place. Blacks and undesirables were put in substandard schools. Many who didn't value black society knew that if the blacks ever got educated, they just might be able to get out of the situation they were in. Beloved Democrat President Jimmy Carter, remember he refused to build a school for coloreds on the same side of the street as white schools for fear that they just might bump into each other. By the way, Jimmy was a Democrat, which was the mindset of the Democrats at the time. Now, you won't learn that in today's education world. Schools would never admit to one of their most beloved doing that. But inner-city kids get the worst job. They get the worst education. Now, this is no beat down on teachers. I know many great teachers. I really do. I know many great teachers. They love their kids. They would work for free if they could make it work just because they love those kids so much. I'm not talking about them. You know I'm not talking about them. D.C. vouchers were removed by the Obama clan. Vouchers were working in Florida and D.C. and other major countries. Education actually got better in the public school districts in those areas. When the unions get involved, though, everything changes. For example, look at Chicago. Look at Los Angeles. What are they now? They're negotiating not for cleaner classrooms, not for more gloves, not for more masks. No. Free health care for illegals. They want no police. Right? Killing school choice for parents. They want they want charters shut down and full vaccinations once they're available. Really? Oh, God. Yeah, we've seen inner-city school districts across the nation where over 70% of the kids graduate can't read. They're not proficient in math. The charters were helping with that. Can't have that. And where are the conservatives in all of this? Where are you conservative educators? Like Elvis, we've left the building. We've handed over responsibility to the left. Curriculum is more about having sex with or whom and whatever. Gender blurring, social justice, America's nasty, nasty past. And yet our children can't read, comprehend, or add. You know, it's funny, General Paul Valley was on the show on a regular basis. He once said that the reason they were having so much trouble with the Afghans and even the Iraqis is that the people were uneducated. They can't read. Think about that. He said to get them to use a gun or anything, it was tough because they couldn't read. Couldn't read, they couldn't comprehend. You've seen it firsthand, what education does to a people. A recent study by the National Association of Scholars, which proves my point, looked at over 12,000 college professors nationwide. The ratio of Democrats to Republican teaching in colleges is 8-1. There are 8 times as many Democrats to 1 Republican. right? A study a year earlier, it was a little broader, published in the Econ Journal Watch, it has it 12 to 1. My point is still the same, though. We're outnumbered. We've had a philosophy that says that live and let live. They're not letting us live. How's that working out for us? Look what they've done to your kids. Donations to Democrats by Democrat professors almost exclusively work for Democrats, while Republican professors, they also donate to Democrats as well. Not at the level, obviously. You know, I had the displeasure several times of meeting one of those professors, Dr. Carolyn Heldman. She's a professor of critical theory of and social justice. She was the woman who claimed Eric Bolling called her Dr. McHottie. She was very offended. I had the pleasure of being up against her several times on CNN. While in the green room, the good professor told me, I was on track to run for Congress, but it dawned on me that I could have so much more influence on teaching in a college setting. Give you a shiver? Gave me a shiver. Look, she's an attractive lady. Okay, she's in a college environment. All those young guys and girls, and she looks very young. She fits in with them. Easy influence. So where are my education warriors? Where are you guys? Where are you conservative educators? We as conservatives, we scream about killing babies in the womb. Well, what about afterwards? Shouldn't we educate them when we help them get born? We're allowing the liberals to kill students' understanding of right and wrong. A lot of history. I mean, we are killing the information of getting to them on the history of this nation. And yet some of you will say to me, I'm worried about my job. What if our founding father said that? For you Christians, what if Jesus said, I know what you guys are going to do later. I ain't interested. I'm going to finish up on this the other side of the break. Joe Mattini, your host, listen to the Rail Side. Don't go far. Got a lot to learn.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
My wife's in the other room dancing. No question about it.
Joe Messina, your host.
You are listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure. We do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me, and I know, you know, the long show, you know, you tune in, you hang out, and I, you know, there's no way to show my appreciation, but I do appreciate it very much. We're talking about education. I grew up, where I grew up was the Boston school, you know, district, school system. Thank God my mother pulled me out of that, put me into a parochial school system. I had nuns. I needed nuns, let me tell you what. Yeah, that yardstick was very effective on me. But seriously. And it was a great education I got. You know, I always say this to people, and it's, you know, I hear about what's going on in the Catholic Church and what have you. You know, you're talking about hundreds of thousands, millions of people involved, and though my heart goes out to, you know, some of the kids that were sexually abused and bad priests or bad people in every group, let's just get that straight. I was an altar boy for years. I was blessed not to go through any of that. I had Franciscan priests, pretty tough guys. I never went through any of that. And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't give up my Catholic upbringing for anything. If God said to me, I'm going to send you back, you can do it all over again, what do you want to change? I'd say, nothing. I'm good. You know? Maybe keep me in Boston longer so I can have better pizza longer. I don't know. But that would be it. And it really helped me later on in life, when I became a born-again Christian, to really have an understanding and a love and a respect for God. So, you know, the education was great there. If I had to go through the Boston system, I'm not so sure in the area where I was in, because I was in a poor area. The schools were not that well. They did not do that well. You can tell by the way I talk. I never went to college. Let me get back to this, though. Talking about education and how the education system works here. So again, I want to ask, where are my warriors? Where are my education warriors? Where are those conservative educators? As I said, you know, as conservatives, we scream about killing babies. We scream about, you know, not allowing them. We want to protect them in the womb. But what about when they get out of the womb? What are we willing to do to protect them then? And protecting them is educating them as well. So they have the information they need to push back against some of the lunatics that would tell them how bad they are because they're white. Right? They don't know the history of this nation. And for those who say to you, I'm worried about my job, again I say, what if our founding father said that? If that was their attitude, we'd be under the Queen's rule right now. And if not you, who will teach these kids the truth? Was the country really built on the back of slaves? Was the Constitution really written by a bunch of old white supremacists that wanted to keep slavery alive? We all know that's not true. Our founding fathers knew that, you know, education was important to the survival of the Republic. But the people in charge of our education system today, they've been dumbing it down for decades. I mean, here, this will make a whole bunch of liberal heads pop. Benjamin Franklin said a Bible, yes, a Bible, one of the least religious founding fathers we had. Look it up. A Bible newspaper at every house, a good school in every district, all studied and appreciated as they merit, are the principal support of virtue, morality, and civil liberty. In other words, if you're an idiot, you won't be able to maintain our civil liberty. All of those go together. Education was paramount to maintaining morality and civil liberties. It's obvious. The people in charge of our education system today, again, as I said, they're dumbing it down. They're not interested. You know, California has no exit exam. Let that sink in for a second. It's like not doing a monthly test. I know some people aren't into testing. I want to know where the kid's at, though. I don't want to necessarily hold it against them on that weekly basis or monthly basis, but are they picking up what I'm teaching? I got 30 kids in the class. I want to know. You see what's happening out there. So California did away with the exit exam because they didn't want the kids to feel bad. They're going to feel really bad when they can't fill out that application for employment and they don't get the job. These are the same kids that you see out there, because they have no real education, tearing down abolitionist statues to be done by BLM supporters, because they don't know what an abolitionist is, let alone how to spell it. Right? Do you really want laws based on public outrage? That's what they want. They're not interested in the Constitution. Of the top 30 developed countries, we are 25th. This country is 25th in math, 21st in science, but our students are number one in confidence. They're number one in being full of themselves. They're number one in believing they know more than they actually know. Why? Because parents and others around them have encouraged them and told them how great they are and how the world revolves around them. And they've got it going on. Education in the 60s was bad. It stayed on a decline. And the Democrats keep telling us all we need is more money. And that'll fix everything. Well, that's not been working out anywhere. We spend more money per student than any other industrialized country except for Luxembourg. I said earlier that inner-city kids get the worst education. Let's take Baltimore, since it's on everybody's radar. I mean, but you can find the same basic kind of information in Chicago, New York City, other major cities run by Democrats. 73% of Baltimoreans have no confidence in the school system. You want to know why? Because 13 Baltimore high schools turned out students that were zero proficient in math. And four other high schools, they did well. They doubled that. They were 1%. Democrats want to end charter schools and voucher system, but there's a problem. Many studies have shown that vouchers and charters actually work. They raise everybody. Because once the public schools have figured out that they're up against these charters, up against these, other schools that the kids can go to, they have to step up their game. School choice is a real schism in the Dem Party. Think about this. African-American Democrats, they support targeted school vouchers and charter schools, a little over 65%. Hispanic Democrats are in at about 60% in support. White Democrats, about 40. Hello? And you believe that they care about you? Are you serious? 19 national studies show school vouchers have positive effects. Cities where vouchers are allowed, we find that the students go on to college at a rate of 42% higher than non-voucher areas. Anybody home? You listening? Are you figuring this out? I go back to the days, I want to go back to the Jim Crow law days, as I was telling you earlier, right? When you talk about Jim Crow laws, think about it. It was illegal to teach a black or a black family how to read, how to educate them, because they just might get out of the situation they were in. Right? How bad would that be? It'd be bad for the Democrat Party, wouldn't it? See, the thing is if they don't educate people, I don't care if it's black, Hispanic, Asian, whatever the group is. I'm not going to talk about any particular group. The black Hispanic community, you know, if you don't educate them, they only have one place to look for help, the government. The Democrats have done a great job of painting that they care about them. They care about Hispanics. They care about the black community. They're the only ones that do. You've got to look to us for help because those guys don't like you. It's sad. It's extremely sad that we, conservatives, have allowed them to get away with that. We shouldn't. Even if you're not a teacher, you're a teacher. And you know what I mean by that. Even if you're not a teacher, you're teaching the kids around you. They're watching your actions. They're listening to you. Don't let them down. Really. Impart some of your wisdom on them. Many of you who listen to the show, I'll give you some credit. You know, what you want to do is you see them, you hear their conversation, look for a way to cut into it. There's some great books. Newt Gingrich's wife, Calissa, she's got some great books out there on the founding of this country. I mean, they're aimed at kids. They're fun. They have fun characters in them. We've got a couple for our granddaughter. So take the time. Figure it out. The stuff that's going on in the world, as Nancy Pelosi would say, a lot of it is just a distraction away from you. If we can strengthen our youth, if we can strengthen our kids, we won't have to worry about the next generation. They'll take care of themselves. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, you know, you look at what's going on around you, you think it's over. It's not over. There's still a lot more that we have to do. There's still a lot more fighting that needs to take place. And when it comes to the education system, you are the education system for your children. You're the one that needs to make sure that they're getting the education they need. Now, it might be that you have to sit there and check out what's going on at the school sites. Check out what's happening in and around your kids', you know, schools and that kind of stuff. So get involved, get engaged. Look, I live in an area now where we don't know when the power is going to be on or off, or internet's on or off, you know? So God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. And hopefully, I'll be back with you guys tomorrow because I don't like hanging out alone.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?